Previously on Algoa FM.
Right, Algoa Country, tonight on Mythbusters, we're looking at the roots of GBV, right? And I guess the stories that we tell ourselves that might even be holding families back from healing. South Africa's crisis doesn't start in adulthood. For many children, it begins long before they even reach school. The good news is that with the right information and support, maybe we can interrupt the cycle. It's 16 days of activism right now, and joining us tonight, the education and gender manager at Sesame Workshop International SA. She has a deep academic footprint in educational psychology and also just countless years leading initiatives. And she is here tonight. Welcome to Algoa FM, Erica Uster. Hello, Erica. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Kia. I'm very well, and how to your listeners?
Oh, hello. We are so excited to get into this because, I mean, it being 16 days of activism right now, what does that mean to you?
You know what, Kia, what it means to me is that what we need to really consider is the role that fathers play, or the role that male caregivers play in the roles in the life of young children.
Mm.
We know that if fathers step up, then children and families thrive, and children can grow smarter, stronger, and kinder.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, because as we jump right into the myths, the first myth that comes up is that only mothers shape a child's emotional well-being. Is this true?
Kia, fortunately, it is not true. I think there is a lot of space for fathers as well. And I think this is a very common misconception. But research and also my lived experience show that fathers, and when I say fathers, I don't only mean biological fathers.
Mm.
I also mean social fathers.
Wow.
Those are men that are not necessarily the biological father of their children, but step up and take care of those children in a safe and responsive way. So all of these fathers play a crucial role in shaping a child's emotional well-being. I mean, they are responsive and engaged from the very start. And what I mean with responsive and engaged, reading, playing, comforting, and guiding.
Mm.
Children develop stronger emotional resilience and a lot healthier relationships. In the Sesame Workshop International South Africa Father Engagement Program, we've demonstrated that when fathers step onto the play mat and into daily routines, children thrive.
Wow.
They see their fathers as real play partners, as emotional anchors, and not just as providers.
Wow.
And when we say providers, material providers. In the end, it is all caregivers in all of the constellations of families that we have in the South African context that are essentially nurturing a child's sense of safety, confidence, and empathy. But we focus on fathers because traditionally they were not seen as emotional carers.
Mm.
So thank you for allowing us to bust this myth.
Wow, Algoa Country, my mind is already blown away just hearing this, that, you know, the interaction with our kids, not only just from mothers, but also fathers, plays such a crucial role in how they grow and just the emotional well-being. Erica, would you say that early exposure to violence with kids, it's unavoidable and it's normal for children?
You know what, Kia, sadly, in South Africa, early exposure to violence has become far too common. So the most recent research tells us that by age 5, 82% of children have witnessed or have experienced violence, and very often in their own homes.
Sure.
But violence is neither unavoidable nor is it normal, because these experiences of violence leave really deep scars affecting mental health and future relationships of all children.
Mm.
But it is not inevitable part. It is not an inevitable part of childhood. Prevention of violence has to start in infancy, in the playroom, everyday family life, and when parents work together to create safe, nurturing environments, cycles of violence can and have been broken. Every child deserves to grow up knowing love,
yeah,
protection, and not fear.
And Erica, would you say that if a child is then exposed to violence when they are young, do you think that then become violent adults?
Unless they have other support systems and the genetic blueprint predisposes them to violent behavior, they do become prone to more violence. And you know what, Kia, something that many people find controversial is that what we don't understand is that if we have violence as a measure of trying to discipline our children, then violence becomes a way in which the child learns that he or she copes with difficulties in life.
Mm. Yeah.
And as soon as we have more positive parenting ways of disciplining our children or showing or having the boundaries, the less violent children will prone to be.
Algoa Country, if you just joined, we are chatting to education and gender manager at Sesame Workshop International South Africa, Erica Uster. Erica, do you think that then children can naturally outgrow aggression, or are you then confirming that children need guidance to outgrow that aggression?
Absolutely not. Aggression in children is not something they simply outgrow. Without positive parental guidance, early aggression can become entrenched, leading to ongoing behavioral and emotional challenges. The evidence shows that when parents are actively involved, modeling empathy, patience, and nonviolent conflict resolution, children learn to manage their emotions and build happy relationships. But here, there's something that there is a big risk that our children are facing today specifically.
Yeah.
The influence of harmful online spaces known as the manosphere. These communities often promote toxic masculinity, aggression, and disrespect towards women, shaping attitudes that normalize dominance and violence. Boys who lack positive role models at home are far more vulnerable to these messages.
Wow.
And when fathers and other caregivers are present and actively engaged, they provide an alternative narrative, one rooted in empathy and kindness.
Yeah.
May I share a real story with you that happened in the process of us implementing our workshop with fathers?
Yes, absolutely, please.
Okay. So in the father engagement program, the father shared with us that he started reading bedtime stories with his son, and it changed his entire perspective on what a caring, responsive father is.
Wow.
He said, "I never knew how much my presence mattered until I saw his smile when I joined his game."
Sure.
Another story comes from a foster father in the Western Cape, who initially felt very disconnected from his small little foster son.
Yeah.
And through our workshops, he learned to use play and gentle conversation. And over time, the boys began to seek him out for comfort and advice.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers noticed a marked improvement in their emotional well-being. And this particular father keeps contact with us, and his young sons are now at school, and he said they are absolutely flourishing, and they love the special time that they spend with him. And by modeling kindness and care, they create a shield against harmful influence, like this manosphere that we've been speaking about.
Oh, my word. Algoa Country, as you can hear, the influence of our fathers could make such a difference. You know, South Africa's crisis when it comes to violence, it doesn't start in adulthood. You know, it starts long before they even reach school. And I think that with these 16 days of activism, this is such an important conversation. Erica Uster, I'd just love to know, where can we keep up with you and just the work that you do, perhaps even this program that you're speaking about, this parenting program?
Thank you, Kia, for asking. But first, before I answer that question, may I just give a call to action?
Yes.
And to all parents out there, every child deserves your best. Take action now, show up, connect, and protect.
Mm.
Okay, so, Kia, for, Free parenting support, there are two platforms. You can visit us on www.sesameworkshop.org.za. I'm repeating, www.sesameworkshop.org.za. And then we've got a lovely chatbot where we give guidance to parents. And this chatbot is supported by a live action desk. And please say hi to 060-053-0000. I'm repeating, 060-053-0000.
There you have it. Erica Eustace, thank you so much just for shedding a light on such an important conversation. Wow.
Thank you, Kia. Thank you for your program. And thank you for allowing us to bust those myths that are really harmful to our children.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.